Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Bol Maywell. He's a young leader, scholar, and author. Bol, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Chris, for having me today. Thank you very much.
So we have literally had thousands of people now that have been wanting to be on this podcast, and I personally interviewed over 1,000 of them in the last year and a half. And it's very hard for me to be impressed or to be shocked or moved, not because I don't have a heart, only because when you meet so many people, you're like, eh. But with you, Bol, when I saw the title of your book, and perhaps I'm biased because my mother was also a major, major impact on who I am, meaning my mother has since passed, but when she was here, I'd always tell her and everyone I met that if not for my mother, whatever I was or whatever I will be, it wouldn't have been possible my mother. And when I saw your book, again, it's more of a biased view, but I really do love and admire people that respect their mother because they literally gave us birth. So in your case, tell us why you chose to write this book about your mother, and it's called A Mother's Promise.
Yes, sir. Yes, the title of the book is A Mother's Promise, a Civil War survivor and her pursuit of the American dream. I wrote the book for several reasons. First reason is to give my mother a special tribute for raising me and my siblings. She have gone through a lot of things. She have gone through hell and back for our sake during the Sudanese Civil War. So this is a special tribute to her. And also, Chris, I come from a culture where women don't get the credit that they deserve. And it's not just Sudanese culture. I see it in other parts of the world where women struggle to raise young leaders and women without and raise children without husband being around, and they don't get the credit that they deserve. So this is an opportunity for other people that have mothers who have done so much for them to also to feel like it's okay to talk about your mom and give her the credit that she deserves. So yes, first, my mom is a Civil War survivor.
And, what does that mean? Because in the U.S. and in the Western world, oftentimes we talk about war in a metaphorical sense, where like you're battling your athletic enemies on the court. But in your case, in your mother's case, I mean, what were some of the challenges that she faced?
Well, her village came under attack in 1983, and that started, and that was the start of the Second Sudanese Civil War. And the war was between North Sudan and South Sudan. In the South, there were rebel groups that were fighting for justice, equality of the Black South Sudanese, and the North were against the South. And the war has really has different dimensions. It has politics, religions, and identity. So my mother fled that war. And she left behind all the things she had known, and basically she was caught up. She was caught up in that in a difficult time as a young woman at the time.
And for you, prior to us starting this podcast, you talked about how, because I was saying how it's so easy to be ungrateful for certain things in the U.S., where if, let's say, you get in traffic and you get angry, or your boss doesn't give you a raise, you get angry, or your Wi-Fi doesn't work and you get angry. So in your case, you shared a few examples of how we should be grateful. Can you share some of those examples, please?
Yes. I mean, for example, like walking to school. It's not really school. I started my education by sitting under a tree in a refugee camp. And that's basically our school. And having to walk there about 10 miles on foot and back is a lot of work for 9 years old. So those are the kind of things.
How long does that take, Bol? How long does that take to walk 10 miles a day to school when you're 9 years old?
Well, my mother used to wake us up around 5 a.m. And it's about a four hours walk, and 4 hours back. So you're talking about 8 hours, and this is a school where there's no food, so you're not expecting any breakfast in the morning. So it was difficult to just being in that environment. But again, those are the things that when I came to U.S. I was really appreciative for, because we get picked up from the school. We get picked up by school bus, taken to school, brought back by the bus. We didn't have to do things that we used to do, like walking and all that stuff. Clean water was a problem. When I came to U.S. with my siblings, there was clean water. I mean, there was access to clean water. We didn't have a problem. So really, America really kind of fulfilled my mother's promise, and her hardship kind of paid off.
That's amazing, Bo. Like, I just want our listeners to hear and listen to what you said. You literally said you walked 4 hours to school, another 4 hours back. So you walked 8 hours to just go to school. So that's a sense of persistence. And I'm curious, what were you thinking during that time when you're walking? I mean, were you always driven, or is it because your mother insisted that we had to go to school? I mean, what were you thinking during that time?
Well, you know, when it comes to education, it was my mother who was deprived of her education, who served as a source of motivation for me to win the scholarships, to go to UK and study, and to win a scholarship here in the U.S. as well. She's someone who value education. She cherished it because she didn't have the opportunity to go to school as a child herself. So, yes, so she served as a motivation in during that time. And she continued to be a motivation even when we came to the United States.
That's great. So, Bull, you literally have a mother that went through civil war. You were traumatized in various aspects, perhaps. And then you have to literally walk 4 hours. But yet, when you come here, not only do you succeed in the U.S., you enlist and join the U.S. Army. And now you're a current officer. So tell us why you chose to be part of the U.S. Army. And first of all, thank you for your service, Bull.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, I started as a cadet. I joined Army ROTC when I was in college at UNC Charlotte, and I got my commission as an officer in 2013. So ever since then, I've been serving as an officer, and really, I really want to just give back to the country that opened its doors to my family and other refugees that came before us and other people. So is something that I did out of my desire.
Well, Bull, thank you for your compassion and your service and your commitment. Since you are a company deputy commander, what are some skills that you feel you can teach us as a leader? If every day we wake up and you mentioned that you sometimes have to oversee 200 plus people, what do you, in your mind, prepare yourself to oversee so many people, and what can you teach us about leadership?
Well, every leader has a gift, and you just got to know what your gifts are. One of the things that I learned as a young leader in the United States Army is that you have to be able to seek a diverse perspective when it comes to problem solving. You have to be able to understand what other people are trying to say, especially in time of conflict. Patience, and really understanding the situation. But above all, being a leader is leading by example, because your subordinate will look at you, and they will come for answers for you.
And what do you tell them if you don't know the answer, Bull?
If you don't have an answer, you have to be honest with them. Let them know that you will work something out, and you will come back to them, and give them the answer to the question they ask.
Well, that's great, Bull. Thank you so much for being on our podcast and sharing your story today. How can our guests connect with you, stay in touch with you, and read your book?
Well, you can find my book at my website. You can go to www.bullmaywall.com. And all the books there come with autograph from my mother and myself. And if you're interested, you can purchase your book there. And I'm also on social media. You can find me at Bull Maywall. You can find me at Bull Maywall on Instagram and on Twitter as well.
Bull, thank you again for sharing your very inspiring story. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.